A gunman remains on the run after the cold-blooded killing of a prominent Sydney lawyer. Ho Le Din was shot dead in broad daylight yesterday, Tuesday 23rd of January, outside a cafe in the city's southwest in front of dozens of horrified witnesses. Police have described the gunman to be of Pacific Islander appearance, with olive skin and a medium build. He was captured right before the shooting in the suburb of Bankstown on CCTV, wearing a dark hat, gloves, sunglasses and a raincoat. Detective Superintendent Scott Cook from New South Wales Police says he is still at large.
Hand yourself in. If you don't hand yourself in, we're coming after you. We're going to hunt you down. He is a danger to the community. He's clearly prepared to use a firearm to kill someone, and he needs to be locked up.
The victim was 65-year-old Ho Le Din. A prominent criminal lawyer with decades of experience, Mr. Le Din was shot dead whilst having a cup of coffee at the cafe he once owned in the heart of a bustling marketplace. Superintendent Cook says it happened at around 3:40 p.m. with the gunman approaching Mr. Le Din from behind and pulling the trigger no more than four times.
Yes, we're confident it was targeted. It was not random. This was deliberate. This was direct. This was obviously targeted and planned.
SBS understands Mr. Le Din was at the cafe after transferring money to his family, who are in Vietnam for Lunar New Year. Dozens of bystanders witnessed the shooting, with many running from the scene or hiding.
I just sit down in the coffee shop and I have a coffee, and then I heard a three-time bullets.
I just heard a few noises. Yeah, look like fireworks.
Walk back and shoot people like that. Unbelievable.
With an armed gunman at large, police have urged witnesses who may have captured vision of the shooting to come forward. So has Federal MP Jason Clare, who is the Member of Parliament for Le Din's electorate.
The police are going to do a great job, but they need the help of everyone. They need the help of our community. So can I ask anyone in the community who saw what happened, please talk to the police and help them to hunt down this killer.
New South Wales Police has established Strike Force Eugene to investigate the shooting. Superintendent Cook says aside from interviewing witnesses and Mr. Le Din's family, detectives will also delve into his legal practice to determine if there was any link to the shooting.
He has a lot of clients that are engaged in organised crime and other offences. So that is absolutely a line of inquiry in terms of his business, yes.